Hey, it's Amy with intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. And let's talk about, I don't know what I'm going to title this. It's more a reminder show. But essentially, neediness repels the thing that you want. And so specifically, I've been noticing this wave. I don't know if it's just the cosmos, but this wave of hearing from clients, and no one says this directly to me, I can hear it psychically, that they're trying to get a need met by way of someone else or a situation that can't even provide it for them. So the overarching message of this show is stop trying to get someone to love you, respect you, listen to you, do what you feel is best. Because the reason you're doing it is some part of you needs some sense of validation. And I think if we start here, that there is absolutely nothing wrong with you. There's nothing bad about you. There's nothing inadequate about you. And so from that vantage point, you can validate yourself. And I do believe you can have your needs met. You can have your need for love met from others too. Respect. I think you can have people in your life who listen to you, who hear you. But it's a byproduct of you loving yourself, respecting yourself, listening to yourself, validating yourself. Why am I having this conversation? Because I can hear the pain. You know, I can hear this psychically, it's just agony when we're trying to fulfill a need by way of someone or a situation that can't fulfill it for us. And it keeps us it just weakens us energetically. And it leaves us spinning and feeling crazy and out of control. And you don't have to live that way. You don't have to live that way. And so just catch it. Just catch yourself. And when you feel like you're in that neediness, you'll know. Like, you know, we all know when we're there. I've been there tons of times. Know that it's going to repel whatever it is that you're trying to get. Like, I go there a lot around money. Like, I'll get really, and I know in those moments, I'm like, yeah, nothing's going to flow in. Now I know. And so, you know, there was definitely times in my younger years where I was still hoping and praying that something would come through, but I have enough proof that when I'm in the vibration of neediness, that which I need most, I repel it. And so if you're finding that you're in the energy of neediness, maybe it's around a romantic relationship, just remind yourself like, hey, I know this feeling and it's not going to manifest from this vantage point. So I can get myself to another energetic place. And so I think the easiest place to go is probably some self-love, definitely self-respect, because the wave of neediness I've been seeing show up in the business, it's been coupled with a lack of self-respect. And that's really what's bumming me out, because you're always worthy and deserving of respect, and you can always give that to yourself. Yeah, it bums me out because it's these brilliant, amazing humans who their mind has spun them in a story that's got them in the state of neediness, and they're trying to puppet master, that's one of my phrases here, a situation or a relationship so that this need can be met. But if we can just honor that yearning and say, huh, I know my reality looks like this, but there is another reality available to me. And I'm willing to take a pause and consider where I might need to love myself more, where I might need to return to a place of self-respect, and where I might need to listen to my own needs, wants, desires, and hear myself. And then I think from there you can maneuver your way energetically out of the neediness so you can see the situation clearly. But hands down, neediness is going to repel whatever it is that you're seeking, very much like the energy of chasing. So I'd say do your best to try to focus on meeting your own needs. It's tricky and it's going to take a little work and you're going to have to find your own way into it. You know, what I have been doing is I'll just remind myself, okay, this doesn't work. This doesn't work. Neediness does not get you the cash flow, Amy. So pause, meditate, sit outside, pray, talk to yourself kindly, get yourself into a different vibration, and then you'll turn the flow right back on. Oftentimes, like within minutes, like if I can get myself out of the vibration of neediness, and with that, for me, it comes with like some anxiety. And if I can get myself out of that, I kid you not, like on a dime, because, you know, I do believe that whatever it is that we were seeking, that's that need that's not being met, we have put out a lot of energy to say, we're open. Just some chain of events has led us into the state of neediness. And so we just need to get ourselves, orchestrate a new chain of events to get ourselves out. And then you're going to see all the energy you've put into receiving that which you desire will come rushing in. It's just sitting in vibrational escrow waiting for you to be in an energy where you can be receptive. Because think about it, if you're in a state of neediness and you just got this thing you really, really want, whatever's triggering that neediness is also going to cause you to lose the thing that you just got, right? So lack of self-love, lack of self-validation, lack of self-respect, not listening to yourself. Oh my God, it's going to go. It's going to be gone, right? So you could be like, I really, 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 really want this man so badly. Okay, he could plop in your lap and all of a sudden you don't really trust him. You don't trust yourself. You're an emotional wreck. You're not enjoying it. You're not letting him make you happy. You don't even know what your happiness is. It's gone if you were able to manifest it. So you got to get yourself out of the energetic state of neediness. And I think for me, what's worked is I have to just tell myself, you know, this doesn't work, girl. You can stay in this energetic space, but it's not going to work. And what are you most interested in? It working. I want what I want. And so then from there, I can use all my tools and practices to get myself back to feeling good. And yeah. I think that's where it starts. All right. So, I'm sorry. If you are feeling neediness and you're feeling out of control, or maybe you're hearing this show and you just came out of some neediness, or you've been there before, or you remember this show and you're in a state of neediness, I'm sorry. It sucks. And it's not comfortable. And it's not even your fault. Yeah, but you can get yourself out of it and you can get yourself back to feeling good. And if you just tell yourself that, and I do think it's beneficial to say to yourself, my spirit guides keep saying, like, yeah, remind yourself that energy is not going to get you anything that you want, you truly want. Because even if you get the man to call back, like I said, it's going to suck. You know, it's not going to be enjoyable. It's not going to be like this, oh, I'm fulfilled. No, it's not. So it's just going to be more drama, chaos. You know, even if there's a moment of hotness to it, it's still going to go back to cold, terrible, you know? So, neediness doesn't work. And so you deserve to be in a vibration of what works, and you have the power to get yourself into that vibration. Cool. I'm Amy of Intuitive Coaching with Amy. Oh, vibration. Let's do a check-in on what the definition of vibration is in this metaphysical space. Your beliefs, what you're thinking, what you're feeling, what you're saying, the actions that you're taking. Yeah, that's what makes up vibration. Cool. All right. If you are ready to create the vibration that matches your truest desire, then I would love to support you in that. Please consider my 1-year intuitive coaching package. Information on that service can be found at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Thank you so much for listening to this show. Please like, subscribe, review, thumbs up on whatever platform you listen on. Thank you so much. Take care.